Time now for World Sport from the BBC. I'm Martin Fuchs. Coming up, filthy and unfit to live in. So will the athletes' village at the Commonwealth Games be ready in time?
A team of about 12 people have cleaned a seven-storey tower block themselves because they had no confidence in the services being provided by the Daily Organising Committee.
In football, Arsenal beat Spurs in the League Cup at White Hart Lane.
The crowd have gone a little quiet here, and well, they might get even quieter now as Oshoven scores! Arsenal lead Spurs by 4-1. It's all over here.
And Brentford knock out Everton on penalties. We begin with concerns over the state of the athletes' village at the Commonwealth Games in Delhi. Scottish team officials said their original accommodation was unfit for human habitation. They've since been moved, and we'll hear from them shortly. But some competitors are due to arrive later this week, with the Games themselves starting a week on Sunday. The Jamaican president of the Commonwealth Games Federation, Mike Fennell, has written to the Indian government and insists the Games will go ahead. But he's told the BBC organisers haven't acted quickly enough.
At the moment, we are disappointed in the response that we've got so far, but we do feel that when they bring all the resources in, it will be put right. It's a matter of monitoring and ensuring that it does get right. So this is what we're working on, because we must have the games.
Is there a chance they could be suspended?
No, I don't think so. I think what needs to be done can be done, and we just have to ensure. It's just that we're extremely disappointed that it has not been done already.
Is this the biggest crisis you've known in Commonwealth Games history?
I suppose in a way you could see it that way. We've had crises long before the Games start. But this, I suppose, impacts on the village, which is where the athletes stay. And this is one of the top priorities for us. We must ensure that the athletes who come to participate in the Games are given good accommodations, and we must look after their welfare. That is our number one priority.
Commonwealth Games Scotland have issued a statement saying they and five other nations still have grave concerns as to whether the athletes' village will meet the required health and safety standards. Michael Kavanagh is their chairman.
The reference we made to being unsafe and unfit for human habitation referred to the tower block we'd been originally allocated. Because we arrived early and because we made representations, Team Scotland and, I believe, Wales and New Zealand have now been moved to other blocks which were completed earlier. Now, those are much better. We've had to spend a lot of time cleaning them to make them suitable for our athletes. But the issue here is our issue has been resolved to some extent because we've been moved, but very soon 6,500 people from 71 CGAs will be arriving in Delhi, and we have real concerns about the ability of the village to cope with that.
Andrew Pipe is the president of Commonwealth Games Canada. He said the Canadian team was still intending to go to the Games, but had not ruled out withdrawing if conditions were deemed too bad.
We are monitoring the situations in Delhi daily, and quite literally on an hour-by-hour basis. And there are a whole array of issues that would surround a decision not to participate. But at the present time, the reports that we've received and the assurances that we're getting from our staff on the ground and from other agencies, our colleagues in other organizations, are that we will be able to make progress such that we can assure our athletes and other team members that we will have a place for them to stay. That is comfortable and acceptable.
According to Indian officials, the relevant agencies are responding to demands to rectify the problems at the village. India's Federal Urban Development Minister, Jaipal Reddy, says the problems are minor and that the Commonwealth Games Federation have nothing to worry about.
I can tell you with all the sincerity at my command that I'm not worried at all. I'm as confident, as cool as ever about organizing the Commonwealth Games in a very successful, comfortable way. These are all minor hiccups which need to be addressed. We are pressing more labor. We are asking more officials to look into that. Government of India will lend all tactical support.
England's world triple jump champion Philip Sidhu won't be going to Delhi. He already had security concerns about travelling to India. The defending Commonwealth champions Christine Ohorogu and Lisa Dobrisky have also withdrawn, but both are claiming injury. Alison Wyeth, the projects manager of England's team, says some withdrawals are more to do with the timing of the games rather than the quality of athletes' accommodation.
all the issue with Commonwealth Games is for athletics is actually the timing at the end of the year. You know, they've had a full athletic season and a lot of them are very tired, which is where the injury issues come up. If anyone's got a small niggle now and they're looking forward to 2012, this is the time of year when they'd normally be having their rest and recovering, so they're not going to take the chances. You know, maybe they would do if it was a different time of the season or a different competition.
To football now, and in the third round of the English League Cup, Everton have been knocked out by the League One side Brentford. The game finished 1-1 after extra time, so went to penalty kicks.
Jagielka must score. It's a long run up. Oh, he's missed! He's hit the post and it bounced out! And the scenes are of delirium, and there's a pitch invasion from this main stand end. Absolutely wonderful scenes here, and Brentford are through to the fourth round of the Carling Cup.
Bolton Wanderers were also knocked out by lower league opposition. They lost 1-0 at Championship Burnley. There were three all-Premier League ties. The North London Derby between Arsenal and Spurs finished 1-1 after 90 minutes, but Arsenal won 4-1 after extra time. From White Hart Lane, Simon Brotherton.
Two penalties in the first 5 minutes of extra time effectively decided the outcome of this one. Both given away by Spurs, both confidently dispatched into the net by Samir Nasri. A close 1-1 game suddenly swung Arsenal's way, and Andre Arshavin added a fourth 10 minutes later. Arsenal, fielding an unusually strong Carling Cup lineup, were by far the better team in the first half, one up through Henry Lansbury. Robbie Keane, on at the break, equalised in the 49th minute, and we had a real game on until that mad 5 minutes at the start of extra time. Really good game, though.
In other all-Premier League ties, Stoke beat Fulham 2-0 and West Ham 1-2-1 away to Sunderland. Real Madrid have gone to the top of the Spanish league with a flattering 3-0 win over Espanyol at the Bernabeu. Cristiano Ronaldo scored a penalty, then Gonzalo Higuain and Karim Benzema netted their first goals of the season. In a heated match, Real Madrid had Pepe sent off, while Espanyol finished with 9 men after red cards for Ernesto Galan and Juan Forlín. Valencia can go back on top if they beat Atletico Madrid this Wednesday. Barcelona plays Sporting Gijón. Mainz have maintained their perfect start to the Bundesliga season by beating Cologne 2-0. Lewis Holtby scored both goals to make it 5 wins out of 5 and give Mainz an early 5-point lead at the top of the table. Second-placed Hoffenheim lost 2-1 at home to Bayern Munich, and Hannover were 4-1 winners over visiting Werder Bremen. Cricket, while the ICC continues to investigate spot-fixing allegations against some of their players, Pakistan's controversial tour of England comes to a close this Wednesday at Hampshire's Rose Bowl. The 50-overs match will decide whether Pakistan or England win their one-day series, which is currently locked at 2-2. Putting aside the scandal and rumour and some bitterness between the two teams, batsman Ian Bell says England are very keen to win.
We don't want to lose this series. We've had a great summer so far, like a great sort of 12 to 18 months. And, you know, it'd be nice to finish this summer off on a high. You know, like I said, we've played some really good cricket consistently now over a good period of time. And, you know, tomorrow's like a final, I think. You know, in recent times, finals have brought the best out of England teams. So hopefully tomorrow we'll see the same.
South Africa have called up two uncapped players, left-handed batsman Colin Ingram and fast bowler Rusty Terron, for a visit to the United Arab Emirates to play Pakistan. They've also been chosen for two 2020 matches and 3 one-dayers against Zimbabwe beforehand. Johan Botha will take over from Graham Smith as 2020 captain. Our top story again, the British triple jumper Philip Sidhu has become the highest profile athlete to pull out of the Commonwealth Games because of concerns over the readiness of the host city. Parts of the athlete's village in Delhi have been criticised as being unfit for human habitation. And that's